Title: Amen Science Ableton Live 12 Snare Snap Workflow with Minimal CPU Load Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a super practical drum and bass workflow in Ableton Live 12, focused on one thing that separates an okay amen from a proper rolling amen. The snare snap. That fast, bright transient that pops through big bass, reese, pads, whatever without turning into thin, brittle fizz. And we're doing it with minimal CPU, using mostly stock devices, and a commit early mindset so your project doesn't melt later when the bass chain gets serious. By the end, you'll have an amen running around 174 BPM, a dedicated snap layer derived from the amen itself, a lightweight break bus, and a simple intro to drop idea with a couple variation tricks. Let's set it up. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's the classic rolling zone. Now create two audio tracks and name them Amen Main and Amen Snap. Add a return track called Short Room if you want a tiny bit of space later. And then group Amen Main and Amen Snap into a group called Breakbus. Quick mindset check. We're not building some giant plugin chain. We're going to do small, targeted moves, and then print them to audio. That is the secret to staying fast and stable in DNB sessions. Now step 1. Import the amen and get it time-locked. Drop your amen loop onto amen main. Click the clip so you're in clip view. Turn warp on. Start with beats mode, because beats mode is great for breaks and it preserves transients nicely. Set preserve to transients, and make sure the transient loop mode is off so it doesn't do weird stutters. Now zoom in and make sure the loop starts exactly on bar 1, beat 1. You want that first transient landing right on 1.1.1. If the loop is drifting, adjust warp markers until it sits perfectly on the grid. Small tip. If the break sounds smeary, while you're fixing timing, you can temporarily use complex just to get things aligned, then switch back to beats for playback. Complex can sound duller on drums. Beats is usually the move once you're locked. Before we slice anything, do one quick gain staging move that will make your life easier. Pull amen main down so its peaks are around -10 to -6 dBFS on the channel meter. If the main break is too hot, you'll keep underlayering your snap and then you'll compensate by overprocessing later. This step keeps your decisions honest. Now step 2, slice the amen in a beginner-friendly way. Right-click the amen clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. Use the built-in slicing preset so it sets you up with a simple sampler inside a drum rack. This is DNB-friendly because now you can rearrange the break easily, mute hits, repeat hits, all that good stuff, without heavyweight processing. Now step 3. Build the snap layer from the amen itself. This is important. We're not grabbing some random snare sample that doesn't match. We're extracting the snap character from the same recording, so it naturally fits the break. Duplicate your amen main chain to create amen snap. If you're using the slice drum rack, duplicate that MIDI track or duplicate the clip and rack setup, depending on how you built it. On amen snap, we only want the snare hits. In the MIDI clip, delete all notes except the ones triggering the main snare slice. Usually that's the loud hit on beat 2 and beat 4. If you're not sure which pad is the snare, just click through pads while the clip plays and listen for the snare. Now we tighten the envelope, because snap is largely an envelope game. Open the snare pad simpler. Set it to one-shot mode. Turn warp off for punch. Then set the amp envelope like this. Attack at 0 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically minus infinity. Release around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Here's the feel check. Shorter decay equals tighter and more tick. Longer decay equals thicker and more snare. If it starts to sound like a little woodblock click, your decay is probably too short, or your transient processing is too aggressive later. We'll balance it. Now step 4. Add snap with minimal CPU processing. On amen snap, we're using a lightweight chain, EQ8, drum bus, optional saturator, and a limiter only if you need it. Start with EQ8. Put a high pass filter around 150 to 250 HE, 24 dB per octave. We're removing low junk because the snap layer doesn't need thump. The body and low end of the break should live mostly in amen main. Now add a gentle bell boost around 3.5 to 6 kHz. Maybe plus 2 to plus 5 dB, and sweep until you find the crack. This is the money zone for presence without turning into harsh air. If you need a little brightness, you can add a high shelf around 10 to 12 kHz, plus 1 to plus 3 dB. But here's a rule I want you to remember. If it gets fizzy, back off the 10K shelf first. Don't fight harshness with more high end. If the snap ever feels piercing, a clean trick is to make a narrow notch cut around 7 to 9 kHz. That's where a lot of whistle ring lives. Even 1 to 3 dB down can make the snap feel expensive instead of painful. Next, a drum bus. This is your snapping one-knob device. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch at 0 to 10%. Just a touch. Set boom off. We don't want low boom on this layer. Then the key parameter. Transient. Bring it up somewhere around plus 10 to plus 35. Now listen carefully. You're not trying to make the snap loud. You're trying to make the initial transient more defined so it reads through the mix at a lower volume. Optional. Add saturator after drum bus. Use soft sign or analog clip. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. This helps the snap hold together on smaller speakers like phone speakers, where the body disappears. Keep it subtle, and only if you need it. Add a limiter at the end to catch peaks. We're not smashing, we're just shaving off 1 or 2 dB if it's spiky. Now, teacher tip. Do A and B listening. Solo Amen's snap for a second. Ask, is this a clean transient, or is it a fizzy tick? Then unsolo and listen in context with the main break. If it only sounds good solo, it's probably too bright or too loud. The NB drums live in context. Now step 5. Blend the snap layer with the main Amen. Pull the Amen snap fader down. Bring it up slowly until you feel the snare start to speak through the break. A good starting point is Amen's snap sitting roughly minus 12 to minus 6 dB relative to the main break. Now do a phase and timing check. This is huge, and it costs zero CPU. If you layer a snap and it somehow makes the snare feel weaker, that's usually timing. Zoom in on the waveform if you want, but the fastest move is track delay. In Ableton, use the track delay field in the mixer section. Try moving Amen's snap by minus 5 to plus 5 milliseconds. Go in 1 millisecond steps. Listen for the moment when the transient feels centered and the punch locks. If it feels late, it won't cut. If it feels early, it'll click and steel groove. And here's a two-step check that works really well. First, adjust track delay until it hits right. Then adjust simpler decay slightly. Shorter equals tighter. Longer equals thicker. That combo usually gets you farther than adding another plugin. Now step 6. Commit for low CPU. This is the pro habit. Once the snap feels right, freeze Amen snap. Then flatten it to audio. Then consolidate so it becomes one clean clip. And here's a CPU coach move. After you print your snap, duplicate that flattened audio and disable the duplicate as a backup. That way, if you later change pitch, warp, or decide you want a different envelope, you can regenerate without rebuilding from scratch. If your Amen main has a bunch of slicing and devices too, you can freeze and flatten that as well. Because in drum and bass, later on, the bass processing is where CPU really disappears. Now step 7. Break bus glue. Minimal but effective. On the break bus group, keep it simple. Add EQ 8 and high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. Then add glue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds. Release to auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You're not crushing. You're just making the two layers move as one. If you want a little extra safety and density, add a saturator on the bus with drive 1 to 2 dB and soft clip on. Or leave it clean if it already feels great. Now let's turn this into an actual musical idea. Because sound design without arrangement doesn't teach you the full skill. Here's a simple 32-bar structure. Bars 1 to 8, intro, filtered Amen, and no snap layer yet. Put an EQ8 on Amen main or automate a low pass in the clip, and keep it darker. Bars 9 to 16, build. Bring the snap layer in gradually. You can literally automate the Amen snap fader up, or for a cooler reveal, automate the snap EQ high pass frequency. Start it really high, like 1 to 2 kHz, so it's just a thin tick, then lower it down toward 200 to 400 Hz so the snare body appears as you approach the drop. That sounds like the break is moving closer to you. Bar 17 to 32. Drop and roll. Full snap. And now we do micro variations. Every 4 bars, do one small change. Mute a kick slice once. Add a quick 1/16 snare repeat. Or do a 1-bar Amen turnaround to get that classic jungle vibe. Remember, DNB is repetition plus micro-variation. The tiny changes are the story. A few common mistakes to avoid while you're working. If you over-brighten the snap in the 8 to 12K range, it'll get harsh fast. Instead, focus more on 4 to 6K for crack, and only add air if you truly need it. If you push transient shaping too hard, the snare turns clicky and small. Back off drum bus transient and increase simpler decay slightly. If layering makes things weaker, it's timing. Fix it with track delay before touching anything else. And don't try to mix the whole break with one monster chain. Flip the job. Main break for body and groove. Snap layer for transient. Then light bus glue. Now a couple pro style extras for darker, heavier DNB. If you want a darker snap that still cuts, boost around 4.5 to 5.5 kHC slightly, and actually reduce above 10K, you'll get aggression without sparkly fizz. If you want controlled grit without heavy CPU, use saturator and analog clip lightly instead of big distortion plugins. And if you want a bit of menace, try a ghost snare trick. Duplicate your snap audio after flattening, low pass it to around 3 to 4 kHC, and tuck it very low. It adds a shadow under the crack. If you want space without washing out the transient, use a return reverb that's tiny. Keep decay around 0.3 to 0.7 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, low cut around 300 Hz, send just a touch from Amen Snap. And for extra drop impact, reduce the reverb send for the first bar or two of the drop so it's dry and in your face, then bring the space back. Now, quick 15-minute practice run you can do right after this lesson. Import an Amen loop, warp it tight at 174. Slice to MIDI, find the main snare slice. Build Amen Snap with a simpler decay around 100 milliseconds, EQ8 high pass around 200 Hz, drum bus transient around plus 20. Blend it until it speaks, then freeze and flatten the snap layer. Create a 16-bar loop and add two variations, like a turnaround at bar 8 and bar 16.